Now, last night you had your council meeting and you had one topic of discussion high on the agenda, a resounding no for council last night, knocking back the quadruple development out there at South Burnie.
Yeah, and a big development it is, Lee. And I tell you what, very tough decision for the council. But, you know, we've got our planning authority there. That's what the council are. And, you know, it's a really tough decision. We are really, really excited to get this up and running in South Burnie. I think it's going to really benefit the city as well. So all we need is the, you know, of course, the applicants to go back, you know, do some refurbishing on their plans and then come back and put it back through council.
So there's not an end to that. It's
absolutely
just put
not
on hold until further notice.
That's
so
right.
For those that are unaware, proposed KFC. So that's the takeaway, KFC. That's the drive-through.
That's
takeaway.
The drive-through. That's right, Lee. So it's we'll still have the remaining one in the CBD, and this will just be a drive-through KFC.
And you can get your fuel at a Caltex. There's also Mood Food and also Bulky Goods Shop as well. So proposed all up, what's that, four to be, to be built
right.
out there.
That's right, Lee. So it's going to be a fantastic development once it all gets through. So, you know, it's not an end, and I'm really excited to have it. And, you know, South Burnie is coming to life, Lee, you know, especially with the foreshore redevelopments and everything. So it's going to be really good to have that, you know, in the city. So we just, they'll go away and come back and hopefully we'll be approved.
I'm thinking it was a massive document to go through.
It really was,
and fix the things that need to be fixed and hopefully go forward. So I guess there is a planning process to follow. The planning department should work first, work in consultation with the developers.
That's right.
Get the job done and set that precedent, really.
That's right, Lee. And the planning team, I mean, they know what they're doing. They're the professionals in this. And, you know, there's only a few things that they've got to tweak and then, you know, we can have it there. So we've got to go with them. We've got to go with what they say. It's their, you know, it's their area of expertise, I guess you could say.
And we must be careful too, because if everything just gets knocked in the head, Burnie could be looked to become stagnant. We don't want that, do we?
We do not, Lee, no. We want Burnie to be, you know, on the top of its game, which it is going to be. And developments like this, they're only going to enhance our city.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
Yeah, so you are part of the Burnie City Council establishment as Deputy Mayor, looking to revisit that, not too sure when that'll
be. Not too sure when, but I definitely hope to revisit that, because we do believe it's going to be a benefit to the city.
All right, you've got some information about the Upper Burnie intersection with the safety upgrades.
Yeah, Lee, so it was announced last week and we're very excited about that. Council's been successful in its application for funding, and that will improve the Mount Street 3 Mile Line Road and Atkins Drive intersection in Upper Burnie, where you turn off to Parklands High School.
Yeah, I know the federal government announced a package too, didn't they, through the, I think it was the Black Spot program?
They did. Now, the federal government will provide $500,000, Lee, through its Black Spot program.
And how much will the council be contributing? The
council will contribute about $175,000, Lee. So we applied for the Black Spot funding on the basis of accident history in that area. And this intersection has been a concern to the community for many years, Lee, especially with the school in such close proximity as well.
So I'm thinking that council's preferred option is a roundabout.
Yes, it is, Lee. That is the better option for us. But we will liaise with the state government to, you know, to progress the more appropriate traffic safety outcome. That could be traffic lights. So, you know, whatever is the best thing for the community and the works will certainly alleviate the schools and residents' problems as well.
A lot of people have asked how they can look at permit applications that have been submitted through council, and you've got some information there.
Yeah, what we do, Lee, is we list all the land use and development permit applications that have been lodged with council on our website, so it's easy to see. And the purpose of that, of course, is of obtaining a discretionary permit under the Land Use and Planning Approvals Act from 1993. So people can go online, they can click on any application that's been forwarded to council and view that information provided with the permit application, Lee.
So each permit application, it's available for community consideration?
Yep, that's right. And you can comment for a period of 14 days, Lee, from the date of notification.
Okay, so all details, they're online at burnie.net?
Yes, that is correct. So head online, click on the Land Use and Development Permits, Lee, and we've currently got about six applications there at the moment.
The Voice, and this is put together by the Burnie Concert Band. Tell us more, please.
Yes, it is. Now, the Burnie Concert Band are fantastic. If you haven't seen them before, even if you have, Lee, worth going along to. It's happening Saturday the 7th of August at 7:30 p.m. And the Burnie Concert Band and local vocal ensembles have teamed together, Lee, to present this spectacular evening happening at the Burnie Town Hall, kicking off at 7:30. 9:30 on the 7th. Now you can go along and enjoy listening to familiar and new tunes. Now, Lee, the good thing about this is presented by adult and junior members of the band, and I did see them play the other night at the BMS production, and the Burnie Brass Band were fantastic. There will be guests from Encore Singers, One Note Stand, Segway and Wynyard Chorale as well, and it's going to be a wonderful night. And tickets are available at the box office or online at burniearts.net.
Good local group, the Burnie Concert Band with The Voice. Speaking of voice, Voices by the Bay, that's happening at South Burnie Waterfront.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about this one, Lee. Burnie will come to life again at the end of August with Voices by the Bay. Now, it's happening at South Burnie Waterfront at Yachty's, and will include a lot of talented coastal musicians performing songs for musical theatres and comedy acts. It's something a bit different, and patrons can enjoy a really great meal. If you haven't had a meal there already, definitely worth going down and doing that. Fun-filled night, fabulous entertainment, Lee, with on-stage performances and interactive songs in the audience as well.
Okay, what's some of the songs that include from some of those shows?
Yeah, they're going to have songs from Les Mis, Rocky Horror, Aladdin, I think Frozen, Rock of Ages, which is a wonderful musical, Moulin Rouge and Pitch Perfect, a bit of Monty Python, I think, Lee, as well, one of our favourites.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Always look on the bright side of life, and lots more.
Okay, so when's that going to be? Is that on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, so the meal and show will be Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th of August, kicking off at 7 p.m. $65 a person, Lee. That includes the food, of course, plus booking fee tickets. And it is an adult-only event as well.
And it's great to see that so many events coming back and so many people in theatre and other events here in Burnie and the Northwest Coast.
Yeah, it's really good, Lee. It's like Burnie's sort of hidden away from all the other stuff at the moment, and we're doing really well, so it's great to see people out.
And let's just hope it remains that way.
Let's hope it does. Fingers crossed.
But our thoughts go to our friends on the mainland at the moment.
Yeah, they really do.
Burnie City Council Deputy Mayor Giovanna Simpson, always something going on, and we might chat to you again next Wednesday morning, a little after 7.
Lovely. Thank you, Lee.